Yo, what's up, everybody? MacNez Podcast, episode 76. Yeah, man, just first day of Comic-Con is done and over with. I'm in another room because my family's in there asleep, so actually sitting in the bathroom recording this. Oh my gosh, my feet are killing me. I don't know, it's like after midnight, I think. Yeah, sometime after midnight. Today was cool. I actually didn't go inside the convention center. I actually have passes for Friday and Saturday. So, but I promised you guys a quick little update of what I did today. Came in this afternoon sometime, checked in the hotel, just ready to do what I had to do. And then we went over to the convention center. Basically just walked around outside because there's all kinds of stuff outside. I went over to the Game of Thrones thing, but that line was like around the block. And I was like, you know what? I still got a few more days here. I'll try to get in there later on this week or within the next couple of days. Who knows? Maybe tomorrow. But we did get into the Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead experience or whatever the hell it was called that was outside. There wasn't much in there really. I know there was Negan's fast pitch cage, you know, like the batting cage type thing. You're using Lucille to hit, I assume, tennis balls or wiffle balls or something. I don't know, I didn't really pay attention, but I kind of just looked over really quick. There were some other things, some little things you had to take pictures and post them on Instagram, and then I don't know, I guess they go up onto their page. And there was some pinball machines in there, some Walking Dead pinball machines that people were playing. Towards the back, there was a little, this was all outside. There was a lounge, they called it. It was just some canopy with some couches and everything. There was a big TV back there with, they were playing the trailer for, I think, the new season. I didn't watch it. I kind of just glanced at it really quick. And there were some other things in the back. Something to do with Mountain Dew. I think it was just one of the sponsors. They were, it was like a photo op type of thing. There was nothing. It was just like a backdrop of whatever scene it was. I thought it was the prison, but it's not. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't nothing exciting. There was another thing that it was like a bunker. The line was pretty long for that. It didn't. People were only in there for like a few minutes, and then they came out. So I don't know what was in there. I thought they were going to be like, when they came out, they were going to get some kind of little exclusive prize or whatever, but there was nothing. I think you just go in there, look, see what it is, and then walk out. And that was pretty much that. And it wasn't much. I mean, we were only there maybe like 10, 15 minutes, if that. So we walked out of there. We walked down to... that's when I went over to the Game of Thrones thing, and that was a bust. So I wasn't even gonna even try to stand in that line, because it went around the block, and I'm like, ooh, I'll be standing there for hours. So if I would have got there earlier, I probably would have just stuck it out. But I was like, nah, it's all right. Let me go see what else is going on. So walked around for a little bit, just was looking at some other things that were outside. Towards, I think it was like a Cartoon Network type of thing, because I seen some big balloons that were way down there. There wasn't nothing. It was just more of just a display for whatever their characters are. If you're hearing a creaking noise, I'm sitting on the toilet seat in the bathroom, and it's, yeah, that's what you're hearing, so... and then we walked around some more. The way at the other side of Petco Park, there was... some other things down there. There wasn't much. I mean, there was some like food trucks, and I want to say Xfinity had some kind of booth there, and there was some radio station there, and the music was blasting. I don't know what they were playing, but there was a bus like for that new movie It. That was down there. I went over there and I wanted to go in, but then they were like, that's it for today. We're kind of cleaning up. I was like, man, shit. So I'm gonna go over there tomorrow, because there was these girls, or guys and gals. If you really walked up to them, you could see. I posted pictures on Instagram and everything. They're wearing yellow raincoats, and they're carrying around red balloons, and then they're walking really slow. And I took a picture of one, and then when she saw that, she handed me this little card, and that was to go down to the little It Experience that's way on the other side in this big parking lot. That was that bus that was shut down by the time I got over there. What else was outside? There was a lot of little pop-up shops. I know there was a Star Trek one up the street in that little, whatever that main gas lamp street is. My baby brother, him and his girlfriend showed up, so we went and had dinner with them. We always go to Hooters. That's like our regular our annual restaurant we always go to at least once. And so we went over there and we had dinner and everything. I mean, we've been going there for the past 10 years, and no, 13 years for me, and the AC never worked, and it still hasn't worked. I'm like, okay, I'll let a couple years go by, but come on, 13 years and you can't fix the AC in there? I don't know, Mr. Hooter. You better do something, because I was in there just sweating, but now the food's good, so I just deal with it. But walked around some more, and there's all the cosplay that's going around. There's people, everyone just dressed up all over the place, so it's pretty sweet. And I just walked around some more, and there's like this big, huge King Kong or Kong Skull Island. The little I'll take some pictures, and I'm gonna go check that out tomorrow. But what it was like a big, huge action setup. There was a line that you kind of walk through. If you saw the movie Kong Skull Island, that part when they were walking through the boneyard with all those big, giant bones from the gorillas and monsters or whatever those lizard things were, you kind of walk through that, and then you go into this other room, I think it was, or this other, I think it was like a shack, or it was supposed to be like a cave or something. I don't really remember. I just kind of glanced at it, but you can hear all this roaring. It's King Kong, so I guess you go in there and see something. I don't know what it is. I'll know tomorrow, and I'll let you guys know on my next wrap-up show. So then I think once you come out of that, there's this huge big Kong hand, and that's where you have your photo op and everything. So that was pretty sweet. History Channel had a like a little small little castle kind of next to the Kong thing, and there was some knights out there, and whatever knights show that's on History Channel, they were there, and they were just posing for pictures and all that. What else was out there? There's this. There's a lot of TV things going on. I know Netflix had something going on. I'm gonna try to go into that tomorrow. I know they were advertising Stranger Things, something up there. Whatever that was, the new season of Stranger Things, and they were hyping up the Defenders, because there's some banners and everything outside. So whatever Netflix had going on up there, I want to check that out tomorrow. What else did I see outside? I didn't go to the back of the convention center, because usually there's stuff back there. I'll go back there tomorrow, kind of over by the Hilton Bayfront, I think that's what it was called. We stayed at that hotel a few years ago, so it was a nice place. So I walked around some more. I went to go meet up with one of my buddies, and I really couldn't find him, so I walked back over towards the gas lamp area and ended up seeing two of my friends that I met a few years ago, and I kind of hung out with them, walked around for a while, and then they were heading back home, so I was like, hours had gone by, and I was getting tired. But when I was walking back over to where the shuttle the shuttle drop off and pick up and everything, I ran into Jason Mewes from Clerks and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and all those guys. He was really cool. I talked to him for a second, and Just got a picture with him real quick. I'll post all that tomorrow. It's kind of late, so. And then when I was walking back, I also ran into WWE superstar Zack Ryder, the Long Island IZ. That was pretty sweet, man. Zack Ryder is awesome. I love him. People call him a jobber and everything, but he's not. But I was real hyped. I was real hyped to see him, and he was really cool. But when he won the Intercontinental belt last year at WrestleMania in Dallas, I mean, that was pretty sweet. I mean, I was happy I was there to witness that. So, but yeah, he was really cool. I mean, I only talked to him for like a second and got a picture with him, so that was cool. He was with a bunch of other people. I recognized one of the other dudes. He's not a wrestler, but he was, I think, part of Mattel. Because usually when they have their WWE panels, they hype up whatever the new toys that are coming. And then they bring out the wrestlers and everyone goes nuts. That WWE panel was today. I didn't have a badge to get into the con today, so I was mad. But it's all right, man. Tomorrow will be cool. I was looking at the exclusives of what they're gonna have, and other than the skateboard, I want to get the Star Wars Kylo Ren skateboard cruiser deck. I want to pick that up for sure. I saw that. I can't remember the booth that's they're selling some Gene Simmons, or two Kiss figures, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. They're dressed up from the Dynasty era with that album, so that was pretty cool. I don't know if I'll pick up the Star Child, but I'm gonna definitely pick up Gene Simmons. That one looks pretty sweet. It's nothing like it's not detailed like the McFarlane ones are. I don't care, man. I love Kiss, so Gene Simmons always gets my money. I know he's money hungry, and a lot of people don't care for Kiss. I'm a part of the Kiss Army. You guys know that, so I gotta pick one up. So hopefully, I can get one. There was some other exclusive. Oh, Nuclear Blast. They're selling a Slayer. Slayer comic book, I think that's what it is. I don't know. When I get in it tomorrow, I'll look at it, and my next update, I'll tell you what I'm gonna pick up. But there's some posters I want to get from the Shout Factory. There's some lithographs of the Fog and They Live, and I think The Thing, because they're hyping up their new steel books that are coming out for those movies. And I can't remember the movies that they're gonna be selling there, but I'm definitely gonna pick up a few of those Blu-rays. So can't wait for that. There's some G.I. Joe pins that I want to pick up in there. My son wanted one. He had texted me a picture of one. Said, hey, get this for me. So I also got to somehow get into the Lego booth and pick up some stuff for my buddy. And hopefully I can get that either tomorrow or Saturday. We'll see. I think there was some other exclusives that I want to look at. Oh, I definitely want to go over to the Super 7, because there's some cool, for those fans of the little muscle wrestle figure guys, they put out some muscle alien figures this year. I mentioned on E-Society, but they're pretty cool. I know there's a $6 pack, and there's like a $20 blood red trash can, I think that's what they called it, full of little muscle alien guys. So I'm going to definitely pick those up. And hopefully I get to see some of my other friends that are going to be here. So that was pretty much what I did today, everything that I saw. And I'm going to see a lot more tomorrow. So just on my next episode, get ready for that. And that'll be tomorrow whenever I can. So I'll talk to you guys all later. So until then, man, you guys know, if you guys are here at Comic-Con, hope to see you tomorrow. And, yeah, everything I always say, rock hard and skate fast. See you guys tomorrow, Comic-Con, day 2.